everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with you on this. Well, Ed Alexander's here, and together we are happy, Ed and I, to be inside right now on this very rainy Monday afternoon. We're facing some pretty heavy rain here over the next 12 hours, 6 to 12 hours anyway. Ed's got the latest radar up on the screen, and it kind of looks like we're on the, as this tropical, the remnants of this tropical depression move through, looks like we're on the western edge of this, and the movement has been kind of pushing this thing from the west over to the east. So we're still going to get some heavy rain out of this, maybe up to 2 inches at least here throughout the Tucson area, and maybe more. It is the 21st of September, a Monday, 2015. We're still 2 days away from the official start of autumn. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And of course, we have our podcasts and the complete show archive available anytime, anywhere. And that is at buckmastershow.com. We'll begin with our Monday political face-off. Then at 12:30, a conversation with Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich will be with us. And then we'll close out the show with the head of the Stephen M. Guter Foundation. That's an organization that is dedicated to defeating sudden cardiac death. Our live line number, 790-2040. We invite you to join us at any time during the hour. And if you'd like to become a friend of our program, our Facebook page is under my name, Bill Buckmaster. And you can also follow us now on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Every Monday, we do kick things off on our Monday political face-off with a team of commentators. Today, I have Bruce Ash with me, now in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, former chairman of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Bruce and Paul, you made it. Thank goodness. The weather has deteriorated and the driving is getting worse, right, Bruce?
You know, it never fails. I spent a half an hour yesterday hand watering a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And now I've gotten enough water for about the next 3 weeks, but we're glad to see the rain. I'm sure the folks in California are happy to see the rain there as well.
Yeah. Every desert rat like me growing up in Tucson loves to see the rain, though, you know.
And, of course, we do need it, and even though we are a little bit ahead of normal year-to-date, which is highly unusual over the last few years for us to actually have more than the 9 inches or so, and after this storm, we'll probably be pushing getting close to our yearly average, which is about 12 inches of rain here in the Tucson area. So this remnants of the tropical depression is the depression is crying over Tucson this afternoon.
They didn't even name this depression.
No.
It never even got to name status.
No,
it's a number or something, I think.
But due to some the way the movement of the air was coming in from, there was already a low in place. I don't know all the exact details, but what we're seeing is an unusual situation in that this is a much heavier rain producer than you would get with just a normal tropical depression, which on the scale of cyclonic activity is the lowest of the. Of course, it starts with a tropical depression, goes to a tropical storm, and then into a hurricane. Anyway, Bruce, I was just looking over the copy that you will be recording in a few moments with our after this 12:30 with our ace production guy Jerry Cross in the studio next to me here at KVOI. You'll be doing your op-ed that you do here on KVOI. It's titled This Is What I Believe. That's your segment series. And in effect, you're blaming the three incumbents, Shirley Scott, Paul Cunningham, and Raheena Romero, for not doing enough to avoid a 42-day bus strike.
Well, actually, I think the premise of the piece is that I support the right of the Teamsters Union to strike against SunTran. And that strike was caused in large part because of legitimate grievances that the union, as well as the drivers, had with the Tucson City Council. Rather than dealing with a real union, that's Teamsters Union 104, they've been dealing with a fake union called the Bus Riders Union. And they have rejected every opportunity to increase fares. They have bowed to the pressure created by a radical Brian Flagg, who, by the way, is still associated with the Occupy Downtown movement. This is a group who has stifled fare increases, has blocked route optimization, and as a result, the drivers couldn't get any kind of increases at all unless they struck. Romero, Cunningham, and Scott did nothing, as most of the others, except for Steve Kozacek, who has called this for some time and actually has a provision that if there's problems within the city tax revenues in the fourth quarter, they're going to have to go to the Tucson Rainy Day Fund.
What do you think, Paul Eckerstrom? Is this are these three incumbents in trouble?
I don't think so, and the strike certainly isn't the reason. I love it that Bruce is actually supporting the Teamster Labor Union in this. Usually he's railing against all labor unions. But look, at what happened was, and I partially blame the Teamsters for not having the wherewithal to be involved in the budget process last year. And as a result, when they struck, at that point, the city council can't be involved in the negotiations because SunTran is run by a private contracted out corporation for a reason, because there's state laws saying that a city can't have collective bargaining. But the federal government, if you're going to get a grant from the federal government for your transportation system, which we participate in, you have to have collective bargaining. So then a private company has to run SunTran, and they're the ones you negotiate with. So once it went to a strike, it was impossible for the city council to be involved in the negotiations. And I know the city council wasn't happy with some of the things that the private company did, and may very well look at their contract in the future and see if there may be changes there. But I don't think, we have budget constraints in this town. And I think, a lot of people on the Republican side, I think, might actually be supportive of what of the city council because of this strike. And even though they didn't have any wherewithal to avoid this strike and negotiate through the strike, ultimately it resolved because some of the savings from the strike were then given to the labor union workers for some increases in salary. But I don't think this is going to be dispositive of what happens in the city election.
Bruce?
Well, Paul, I wish what you just said was correct. It just simply is not. While the Tucson City Council is prohibited from participating directly in those labor negotiations, none of them use the bully pulpit that they have, except for Steve Kozacek, to try to make a difference. The city manager, the city attorney had every right to be, and the Department of Transportation chief had every right to be pounding on their vendor. This is a company that works for them to get this thing settled. The biggest problem that exists within the city of Tucson, and I want to be as clear as I'm able to. This is not about more money for businesses. This is not about helping business owners. This is about helping workers in this town earn a decent living and more people at work in full-time employment. There just is not enough employment here in the city of Tucson. There is not enough good wages. It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why our children leave town for opportunities elsewhere. This Democrat council, Paul and Bill, has so tamped down the ability to increase the number of jobs, to increase wages, create an environment that's going to be conducive to that. Rents are low, and everything else falls into play. And this bus strike is just part of it, because if you're not collecting the proper revenues from fares, you've been harassed by radicals on the so-called bus riders union, and if at the same time you ignore a city study that costs about $150,000, which potentially could have saved SunTran $1.4 million a year. If you ignore all of those things, then you're not doing what's right for the city of Tucson. And well, that's the problem at the city of Tucson City Council with a 7-0 mm-hmm. Democrat majority, Paul.
Yeah, you know, and everything I understand, and Jonathan Rothschild didn't even draw a competition from the Republican side, is because Jonathan Rothschild and the city council has been very pro-business in this last couple of years, and are making strides in economic development. And one of the things people have to understand about the bus strike is the fares. If you raise the fares too high, then the people who benefit from public transportation, basically the poor who can't afford a car, get hit hard. And so there's a balance there that you have to try to find between raising fares and then making sure that SunTran runs as close to profit as possible. We have to subsidize public transportation generally. Every city does. Every city does.
It's never going to run as a profitable.
And I know, and every city does subsidize their public transportation. But the people, when you raise fares too high, then the very people that you're trying to help in terms of public transportation,
they've rejected even a dime, Paul.
And they can't afford it. I mean, if you're going to a job, it's usually
a low-wage
job.
The council's been harassed by radicals.
Okay, well, you can rant and rave all you want, Brucey. They're trying to strike a balance.
Talking facts, talking sense.
All right.
Paul, if I can just get this in before
we take the break. Okay.
You like to quote statistics a lot. You like to quote these surveys that come out from different organizations. Tucson has the second worst of all the cities in the country recovery during this recession, coming out of the recession. Tucson, 149th out of 150 cities for business friendliness within the local government. That is
well.
On the
let
hands
me give you one
Tucson City
let me
Council
give you one,
and on the county.
Let me give you a statistic back then at you.
Right.
The entire state of Arizona, because of that Republican legislature and that Republican governor we have up there, has us at 6.3% unemployment, when the rest of the country is at 5.2% unemployment. So you want to blame somebody for our lack of coming out of this recession? I blame it on the Republican legislature that doesn't understand that you give a tax cut to rich people constantly, it hurts your economy.
You
doesn't help.
You can blame it all you want on the legislature, as you always do, Eckerstrom. The problem is a 7-0
6.3 unemployment versus the national, which is 5.2.
Sure, Paul.
12:17 on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. We'll be right back with Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash.
Flood or fire damage to your home?
Floods and fires can attract termites to the home and destroy pest prevention measures. Five Star Termite and Pest Control has a comprehensive treatment plan to protect your refurbished home. Five Star treats the building materials of the home not once, but twice. You can have Five Star's most thorough treatment protecting your home, and your homeowner's insurance covers it.
So before your restoration begins, call Five Star Termite and Pest Control, 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is the Monday afternoon political face-off on this rainy day in Tucson, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com, and Moe's also on, of course, Facebook. Bruce Ash is here. Bruce is, along with being the Republican committeeman for Arizona, he's the chairman of the Republican Rules Committee. And Paul Eckerstrom is here, former state and local chair of the Democratic Party. And I'm being chair of the GOP Rules Committee. Did the New York Times call you for a comment before their major piece over the weekend in the Times? The headline, "Party Rules to Streamline the Race May Backfire for the GOP."
No, Jonathan didn't call me, and Jonathan's not there to report an accurate news article for the New York Times. He's there to promote Democrat talking points and to take the emphasis off of the major problems that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and my protege at the DNC, Jim Roosevelt, have at this time with the rules that they've changed that favor Hillary Clinton, one candidate, trying to rig that election for her. This has been going on for about a year and a half now. The Republicans, on the other hand, had one singular goal. And I've been around. This will be my third convention. Mm-hmm. We've been really, really good at nominating presidential candidates, mm-hmm. but not presidential candidates that can win. So what we did was we slowed down. First of all, we set up a very rational debate process. We used to have 21 or 22. We're down to 9. The Democrats are at 6, and they can't even decide on that. But what we tried to do was slow down the process, giving the most viable candidate who is electable in November 2016, the ability to win our nomination. And that's what we've done. We have proportional states that are in the early carve-out states. The next whole slug of caucuses and primaries come between March 1 and March 15. All of those are proportional as well. We avoid a Super Tuesday in early March, and we let this process air out. We let the most viable candidate emerge and come to the fore to eventually win the nomination. And I think that this is smart politics, and what the Democrats have done is pretty much rigged a process right now for Hillary Clinton, and they're getting a little nervous about the plans that they've made.
Paul Ackerstrom.
I don't know about where he's coming up with the Democrats have rigged the process. Look at the Democratic Party for years, and the GOP is just starting to catch up to this, is that we've opened up the delegate selection process to the voters in the various states and based on proportional votes. Voting for candidates. And that's been going on for a long time in the Democratic Party. Very few delegates are what they call superdelegates who get there because they're maybe a U.S. senator.
You're wrong about that, Paul. The Democratic Party has more superdelegates than the Republican Party has ever had.
The vast majority of delegates in the Democratic Party are selected by votes, people actually voting for presidential candidates. And so I don't know what Bruce is talking about. Yeah, there's six, less debates this year than the Republicans have, but I don't think that really matters that much. We have a smaller field of candidates as well, which I think is a little less unwieldy than in the Republicans, where they only get a very small amount of time in a debate, so that they should have more debates, so because they have more candidates.
And you think Joe Biden will not join the race?
My sense now is he's not. Hillary seems to have rebounded in the polls a little bit and is starting to recover, and I think Joe Biden is going to look at that a lot, and if she keeps trending that way, then I don't think he'll get in, because I think he wanted to be the safety valve if in case Hillary Clinton imploded, and I don't think she's going to, and I think he'll figure that out and not run.
Bruce, is the Trump train slowing quite a bit?
Well, I think the emperor has a bloody nose after the debate the other day, and I think that As people begin to focus not so much on personality or persona, and begin focusing on policy, Trump and others are going to lose their current luster. I think everybody on both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, there's a real anger that exists in American politics today. It's a legitimate thing, and we see it right here in Tucson, Arizona as well. But it gets down to policies. It gets down to what you're going to do. And so far, Donald Trump hasn't been able to say who his team's going to be, what their plans are. This is a guy that ran The Apprentice, and if anybody came to him on The Apprentice show talking about their qualifications to work for him and had absolutely no idea how to do the job, he wouldn't fire him. He wouldn't even bother firing him later because he'd never get hired. And this is a job that the voters in this country do decide based upon your personal character, based upon your ideas and what you see as the future for America. That's how they decide whether or not to hire you or not.
I think Trump is – Trump and Carly – Fiorina, who's now coming up in the polls after this last debate, are kind of emperors with no clothes. I mean, Carly Fiorina basically ran Hewlett-Packard into the ground. And before she did, she shipped 30,000 jobs overseas from Hewlett-Packard and had the people that those people were replacing, had the people here in the United States who were losing their job, trained them on their new people overseas on their new job, and then lost their job. And then Carly Fiorina ran Hewlett-Packard so far into the ground that she got moved out as CEO, of course, with a golden parachute where she made millions off of it. I never understand that, why a CEOs get these millions of dollars to leave when they're fired. It doesn't make any sense to me. If they're failing, if I got fired because I was failing in my job, I don't get millions of dollars to leave my job. But that's Carly Fiorina, and she, when that was all pointed out in her Senate race against Barbara Boxer in California, she got crushed at the polling booth, and Barbara Boxer won easily.
So you think her record is really going to hurt her?
Yeah, her record's going to hurt her down the road. So it's going to be, I think, somebody in the Republican side that's a little more established Maybe a Jeb Bush makes a comeback, somebody like that, because I don't think it's going to be Trump or Free Arena.
Okay. What do you think, Bruce? Well,
I don't. I don't know why Paul, and of course, I don't get a choice in this deal, but Carla Fiorina's boss, who actually fired her, has endorsed her for the presidency and has thanked her for the outstanding job that she did at Hewlett-Packard. In fact, Paul never talks about hundreds of thousands of jobs by companies run by liberals such as Apple and Nike, where manufacturing is done in the hundreds of thousands offshore in Asia, in South America, and so on. But he takes a shot at somebody who ran a Republican company. And by the way, the cheap shot that was thrown at her the other night about her having run Lucent in the ground is absolutely false. This is one incredible political figure, and we saw what she is made of the other night when she stood up, and I think everybody would agree, less is more, and she showed herself as a real fierce competitor.
And one of the things about her, you know, her attack on Planned Parenthood and about the films that she said she watched that were doctored, frankly, and that had nothing to do with the part that she was describing, had nothing to do with Planned Parenthood, I frankly thought was an absolute lie that she shouldn't have been putting out there. You know, the problem is look at the American, the people at Apple and as Bruce Nike. Said, or Nike, you know, they may have done that too. And I don't countenance that. They're not running for president. She's running for president. And the middle class who've lost their jobs and been crushed in this country by the very, very wealthy corporations in this country aren't going to countenance that. They're going to vote against her when they find out, when they really know her record. That's right. That's plain and simple. And she became a millionaire by doing it. That's what really bothers me.
We're going to wrap up our Monday political face-off so we can carve out enough time for the Arizona Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, who will be waiting in the wings to talk with us next here on the program, the Monday Political Face-Off. First of all, Bruce and Paul, thank you for coming in on a very, very inclement day here.
Stay dry, fellas.
That's good advice. The Monday Political Face-Off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe's, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Moe's, where I get all of my framing done. The best place in Arizona for all of your framing needs. And, of course, they're located, as I say, Fort Lowell and Dodge. And you can find them on Facebook and at moesgallery.com. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Did you know that most men die from preventable illnesses, or they simply accept many health conditions as part of getting older? That's why Tucson urologists formed Epic Health, a clinic designed just for men. In just 15 minutes, you can get a free screening worth $1,600 that looks at simple testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan and Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health. Men's healthcare, evolve.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for a newsmaker interview with State Representative Victoria Steele. She's a Democratic congressional candidate in District 2. Also, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KBOI, The Voice, and anywhere in the world, live streaming, podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by the arts and recreation-oriented historic community of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, the mile-high elevation makes for mild days and cool nights. There is so much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. It's just north of Silver City. And there's no shortage of great places to stay, like the Georgetown Cabins and Little Toad Creek Inn. You can find out about the many recreational opportunities and the many places, fine places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line on this rainy Monday afternoon and speak with Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, and you know what they say, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, and corn makes whiskey.
Are you getting some up there in Phoenix?
We just light sprinkles. So.
Yeah, we're getting hammered down here.
Oh,
but yeah.
Man.
Anyway, 9 months on the job. Mark, how would you assess those first 9 months?
I guess in a sentence, I would say promises made, promises kept. Hmm. I said that we were going to work hard to protect the most vulnerable people in our society, and that's what we're doing, whether it comes to scammers and crooks taking advantage of folks, our seniors, whether it's protecting the most vulnerable, our kids. We're making a big effort this year in this legislative session to try to get some more funding so we can make sure that we're doing our job in protecting the most vulnerable. The other issue that I consistently said we needed to do a better job on is that, and that's pushing back against federal overreach, and we've done that. We've joined with other Western states to sue the federal government, the Obama administration, over the waterways of the U.S. regulations, and we've also been involved with pushing back when it comes to some of these new carbon rules. So it's a lot of exciting stuff going on, but, you know, I was elected because I want to protect Arizona.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Arizona joining with 15 other states and asking that the federal government hold off on its new rule to clean up power plant emissions until the courts rule on its legality. And you have been criticized by the Sierra Club for acting prematurely in that regard. What do you say to those people?
Well, the Clean Power Plan is an abuse of power. It's frankly regulation without representation. You've got a group of unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., telling Arizonans and other Western states how we're going to live. And you don't need to take my word for it. The Obama administration's own scientists will tell you that if these regulations became fully affected, it would have almost zero impact on our environment. When you've got polluters out there like China and India, and you're talking about regulating greenhouse gases, and we're talking about less than 1 degree, even if you accept all the premises and all the conclusions from Obama scientists, it's going to have a less than 1 degree impact on our temperature over the next 75 years. I just don't think those costs are worth it. When we're talking about hard work hardworking Arizonans that are going to lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods, folks up in northern Arizona and Indian country where there's already high unemployment, folks in retirement communities down there, you know, places like Green Valley or in Saddlebrook, you know, retirees and folks that are living from income to income, paycheck to paycheck. I mean, they can't afford to pay increased energy costs, increased water costs because of a bunch of, you know, pointy-headed bureaucrats in Washington want to tell them how to live their lives.
And where does that stand right now? The EPA has, what is it, a 700-page draft implementation plan. Is that, they're still working on that?
Well, the regulations have not been published in the Federal Register, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, their litigation hasn't commenced. But whether it's these regulations dealing with, you know, carbon dioxide emissions, or whether it's the waterways, the U.S., where the Obama administration wants to regulate people's puddles. I mean, you know, people look outside, you know, you're talking about raining down there. Well, when you get these seasonal rains that, you know, ditches that fill up with water, you know, the federal government now wants you to go get a permit to ask to make sure that you can, you know, improve or, you know, dig on that land. So it's really becoming burdensome. And I know for folks like me, you know, I'm a middle-class kid. I grew up here in Arizona. You know, we're anxious. People out there, people like my mom, people that I go to church with, they're worried about the economy. They're worried about the future. And I'm worried about the future and what we're going to leave for our kids. And so we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to leave this a better place than we found it. But I don't want us to jeopardize our economic livelihoods just because of a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington want to tell us how to live our lives.
The other major issue that you brought up when I asked you to assess your first 9 months is the child welfare cases. There's been a huge number. Well, I think there's more than 17,000 children are now in the system. This is the highest number in more than a decade. And you said you're trying to get some more money. I think you requested $1 million to help pay for the surge in child welfare cases. Why are some attorneys leaving the Child and Family Protection Division? That's not helping matters. But why are they leaving?
Well, it is a very stressful, intense area. And right now, our attorneys are averaging 146 cases per attorney. The National American Bar Association recommendations are 60. So we're talking about attorneys that are dealing with 2.5, almost 3 times what the recommended caseload is. And as you said, we've seen the number of kids in foster care escalate. And the legislature and DCS with the new child agency, they are doing what they can, and they're adding resources, but that means that we need more lawyers, we need more paralegals, I need more support staff so we can make sure that we're doing our jobs, and whether it's in dependency cases, adoption cases, severance cases, that there's someone there to make sure that these cases are being handled in the most efficient and best way possible.
And why is the number at the most it's been in a decade? Why do you think that is, the number of kids in the system?
Well, I think that, and maybe this isn't the right place or the right time to have this conversation, but I think there's a broader issue here that even if I get more lawyers and even if we're getting more kids in you know, out of homes, that's treating symptoms to me. And I think there's a bigger problem where you have folks that don't have the necessary parenting and, you know, they have substance abuse problems. And so they end up maybe in situations where they are either unable or incapable of taking proper care of their children. And I think there's a lot more awareness these days. I know that there's a new DCS director who's wanting to ramp up and make sure that we are doing what we can to protect kids. And sometimes that means having to remove kids from a home. But we're doing that because we're trying to protect people that can't fight back.
How are you getting along with the governor? We've heard of this this dispute with the treasurer over child or education funding. I just wondered, how are you getting along with Governor Ducey?
Well, I'll tell you what, I get along very well with not only the governor, but other folks. But the governor and I have a great relationship, and I think there's, you know, there's a line from a Grateful Dead song that, you know, some people look for answers and others look for fights. And I'm looking for answers to these critical problems facing our solutions, our state.
What's been the most surprising thing about the job for you, Mr. Attorney General?
The most surprising thing is there are days where I say this is so great. I can't believe I'm the AG, and it just seems like time has flown by. I'm very, very fortunate to have inherited some great folks here that are working here, and then we also brought some new folks in, and I've had people willing to take pay cuts to come work for us, several people, and so I think it's a very exciting place to be. And I worked here before as an assistant AG, and so like I said, there's just this sense sometimes that I feel like I'm the same person I always was, and it's hard to believe that now they call me Mr. Attorney General instead of Mark, and I am Mark. So,
and boy, you can always get reinforcement by looking at your name on the door, I guess.
I get reinforcement every time my mom, my wife tells me to go out and pick up the dog poo.
Can you take a quick call from a listener here before we say goodbye? Okay, let's go to, I think it's Marv would like to speak with the Attorney General. Go ahead, Marv. Hey, Marv.
I applaud your efforts as it relates to served. And I've got a question. My wife has been experiencing in the past administrations many problems with the full disclosure provision of child support. And I think there's a lot of women that are depending upon those payments, and many men, and I know it goes either way, are not full disclosing them. And I think it's an effort that I would hope that your office can absolutely look at, because we brought up document after document and it went nowhere.
Okay, thank you, Marv. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not sure I entirely understand the question, but let me just say a couple things. One is, one of the priorities of our office has been to make sure that we are not only good stewards of taxpayer dollars, but we're going to protect hardworking taxpayer dollars by going after people that engage in fraud or people that are abusing the system. And so you may have seen recently that we've taken on cases involving, whether they're folks working at Access or other state agencies that have allegedly, or some of them have been in the process of even admitting their guilt, and we're making sure that we're being protecting those hardworking resources. The other things, as it relates specifically to the issue of child support, is I believe we need to do a better job, and we should make every effort we can to go after, deadbeat dads, deadbeat moms. If people aren't paying the child support, they end up becoming a drain. Very often the folks that are supposed to be receiving that support become a drain on the system, and it's not the way it should be. People need to meet their obligations, including the obligations to their fellow family members. And so that's something that we're looking at, and we're going to try to figure out if there's things that we can do to be more aggressive in going after people that aren't paying their child support, if I understood the question correctly.
All right, Mark Brnovich. Are people misspelling your name and forgetting? They think there's a U in there, but there's
no
U.
Bill, I'm telling you, it's spelled just the way it sounds. Mark, M-A-R-K.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. No, it's I always say, growing up or whatever, people used to call me, the Berno. So, it's, I don't miss too many meals. So just as long as you don't call me late for dinner, it's all well.
All right. Hey, try to stay dry up there. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Mark Brnovich, the Attorney General for the state of Arizona, with us on Buckmaster. It's 12:47 on this rainy day. We can expect a lot more rain here before this is over. It's still moving through the area. Be right back.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare.
by taking your medicine safely.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this rainy Monday afternoon. We're joined in studio with Andrew Messing, is with us. Mr. Messing is president of the Stephen M. Guder Foundation, which was formed by friends and family of Steve Guder. Steve was a vibrant, athletic, 42-year-old father of two who lost his life to sudden cardiac death on February 10th, 2005. Andrew, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Bill.
And Steve was close to you. I mean, he was your brother-in-law, right?
Yes, we were very close. He was not just my brother-in-law. I treat him just like my brother.
So how has the foundation, when you look back over the 10 years, a lot of good has come out of bad, hasn't it, Steve or Andrew?
I think so. I think the family and Steve's friends took a tragic incident and said, what can we do positive about this and do it in Steve's honor? So to date, we've raised over $3.5 million for sudden cardiac death research, and we've been distributing AEDs throughout southern Arizona. We're up to 180 automatic external defibrillators that we've distributed to schools and Boys and Girls Clubs, and most recently to patrol cars.
You know, I was up in Canada on a recent trip, and everywhere I go, I see these defibrillator units. Airports, restrooms, it's amazing what a difference these and the lives these units can save.
They're essential. They should be like fire extinguishers. They should be everywhere, because if someone has a sudden cardiac event with continuous chest compression and an AED, that person can survive.
One of your big fundraisers is a tennis tournament, an exhibition, actually, and that's coming up on Thursday, October the 1st. What are some of the details of that, Andrew?
Well, we're bringing in the world's number one doubles team, Mike and Bob Bryan. Not only are they the current number one tennis team in the world, but they're the best in history. They've got 16 Grand Slam tournaments that they've won, and they've been the number one team for the last 8 years in a row. And they'll be playing with the Jensen brothers, who are sort of these rock and roll stars, fun guys, huge personalities. And it's the first time the Bryan brothers have ever actually faced the Jensen brothers.
Hmm. And all that's going to happen at the West in La Paloma?
Yes. Doors open at 4:30. The exhibition starts at 7 o'clock. There'll be a band, food, drink, really a fun event. The Bryan brothers were out here 2 years ago. It was a sold-out crowd, and they really gave a wonderful performance.
And tennis has been the vehicle for the fundraising with these annual exhibitions because Steve Guder was a big tennis player, right?
Steve was a huge tennis player. He and his partner were actually number one in the States. He grew up here in Tucson. So we've had a tennis tournament and more recently exhibitions ever since we started our foundation 10 years ago, because that was really a passion of Steve's.
Tell me a little bit about sudden cardiac death. This is different from a heart attack, basically.
It's different in that it affects the electrical system of the heart. Steve was a very healthy 42-year-old man. You put him in a lineup with 10 other guys, you would never have picked Steve. He was athletic, and the event happened when he was running with his dog one morning before he went to work. So it made us realize it can happen to just anybody. It affects 350,000 people each year in the United States. I mean, that is more than people that die from cancer of the lungs and breast cancer. So no one really knows much about it until it hits home, but it is actually pretty widespread. It affects men, women, people of all races. And it's something that where if you have the right equipment, people can be saved. And that's why we're putting such an effort into funding AEDs throughout the community.
And the automated external defibrillators known as AEDs, they're not cheap. They're pretty expensive, aren't they?
The technology is such where the price is coming down, just like computers every mm-hmm. year. So they used to be very cost prohibitive, and now you can actually purchase a unit, not the unit that we provide to the police, but I think Costco sells a unit for $800.
Really?
Yeah. So they've come down substantially over the years. The units that we use are sturdier because they go into police units. I think they really, you see them in airports, you see them all over the country, but it's something that should be, you know, everywhere where we like to say where people play, mm-hmm. pray, and meet.
There you go. Is the goal to put one in every police car?
That is our goal. You know, we've had a good start. We've started with TPD. We've mm-hmm. also provided AEDs to the Sheriff's Department, as well as Marana and Oro Valley Police. And it's a successful program that we've seen both in Rochester, Minnesota, and in Seattle, where if there's a sudden cardiac event in one of those cities, there's a 5 times greater likelihood that person will survive than anywhere else in the country.
Wow.
So Tucson, we'd like for it to be a model like those two other cities and have them in all police vehicles as they're often the first responders and the first people on site. And it's critical if someone has a sudden cardiac event that an AED is used within the first 10 minutes.
Also, the UA Sarver Heart Center has been involved as well, right?
Very much so. We endowed a chair, the sudden cardiac death chair, at the Sarver Heart Center, and we award the center each year with grants. It was the Sarver Heart Center that actually developed chest compression-only CPR, mm-hmm. which has now been embraced not only nationally but worldwide. And that was developed right here in Tucson.
Dr. Gordon Avey pioneered that effort, and it's really picked up all over the world.
It has.
All right, Andrew Messing, president of the Stephen M. Guter Foundation, which will be holding a fun event. It's going to be, it's a Grand Slam Tennis Exhibition, 10th anniversary for the Guter Exhibition, and that's going to be Thursday, October the 1st. Doors open at 4:30, and the admission, Andrew?
It's $40 for adults and $20 for children.
And do you suggest, can you purchase the tickets in advance or at the door, or how does that work?
In advance, they're available on our website, which is guter.org, and that's GOOTTER.org.
Well, it is an outstanding it's outstanding work that you and your colleagues do at the foundation, and again, it's making something very positive out of something horrible. So, I really applaud you and your efforts there, Andrew Messing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up now on 12:59 on the Buckmaster Show. That's going to do it for our Monday edition. We have Mike Shaw for Tucson at 4 coming up as our local talk continues here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Tomorrow morning, 2 hours, beginning with 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, Wake Up Tucson, and then The Daily Double, Christy Simone, and a different guest host every day. And that comes up from 9 to 10. Again, I'm Bill Buckmaster along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I wish you the best this rainy afternoon. Please be safe out there. Take it easy. Allow a little extra time wherever you're going. You're going to need it. We'll be right back tomorrow. Thanks.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.